permission.
Is it disloyal? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in the ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the People's War. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution.
Insanity runs in my family.
Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco and gold is.
This is the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fire it up,
boys! Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the money gets it.
Dave's not here.
All right, go ahead.
All yours. Take it away.
Welcome to freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Today is the 4th day of January, 2022. It's hard to believe, huh? Sometimes. How late, really, we are? Or early? We are listener-supported, so everybody out there hearing us, please consider donating to the cause. We are the effect, because we've had beautiful listeners that have donated to the cause, and so we are still here. That's the effect. I haven't seen this, so I'm going to check it out with you folks listening. And if it doesn't seem to be giving us anything, then basically I will change to something else. But yeah, it's like shoes. We've all just got to try our best. Yep, nope, not you, not that. Not yet. There you are. All right. So let me know if it echoes or not.
And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
To hold off a dictator and his entire army for 13 days. Many of them gave their lives to stand for something, freedom. They raised their banner at the Alamo, the Texas flag, to declare independence from tyranny. And what we're doing today with Banners for Freedom is raising a banner of truth in this information war against a tyrannical, Luciferian system that is now coming for our children.
Here, are you ready? Shocking video out for the New York City ball drop event. You're not going to want to miss that. Betty White info that will also shock you. More clips from Dr. Malone and his interview with Joe Rogan. Banners for Freedom got some videos for from them and an update there and some more. Consumer confidence hit a 10-year low and inflation hit 6.8%, with parts of the United States seeing rates as high as 8%. You've got these folks wearing a half mask. You got this. New York's packed. Everybody's having a great time. And you see this bad boy not lit up. And one of the guys earlier was showing from a news anchor the actual development of this. These are like triangle crystals. And he said something almost to the effect that it's like the triangle of that's on our dollar bill, the pyramids. And in a sense, in a way, when you see it this dark, right after they drop the ball, very interesting. Why would it be like that? Would they have done it on purpose? Would they have said this is the event to where everything kicks off into the dark, the blackout that's necessary? And folks are thinking like that. You know, it's interesting because when that ball dropped, 2022 actually showed up at the top of the building. It was lit up. And then they go here, and it's supposed to be lit up Happy New Year, and then you've got these folks wearing a half mask. You got this guy on the left looking awful strange, if you know what I mean. And then you've got a lot of events that led up to this that I'm going to show you a few clips of from Communist News Network. And if you look on that screen on the left, it looks like the circles of the nanotechnology that's been shot into our blood system. You see that? Right there. There's just a lot of oddities going on, folks. And these folks dancing in the dark makes you really wonder what's going on. New York City is really in for some bad things here in the future out of New York State. I'm going to share that with you also as we go through this today. Anybody find that strange? Well, also, Major Patriot. Always love insight from Major Patriot. Had a year in review. Ghislaine Maxwell guilty. Juicy Smollett guilty. That's Jesse Smollett. Andrew Cuomo forced out of office in disgrace. Chris Cuomo forced off the air in disgrace. Two CNN producers under criminal investigation for crime against children. And it's interesting, I'll pause there for a second, because most of the Communist News Network broadcast for the New Year's ceremony in New York, filled with the very nasty talk, things that you wouldn't even share around the family table. And they laugh and they joke around with their debauchery and their demonic behaviors, and they think everybody's just going to jump along with it. Well, their viewers must be doing it. FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith, guilty. Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, indicted. Steele dossier compiler Igor Danchenko, indicted. NXIVM cultist Allison Mack sent to prison. Billionaires Les Wexner forced to step down from company founded for ties to child sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. Wyoming Republican Party disavows Liz Cheney as a member of the GOP. Biden poll numbers worse than any president in history. 2021 was the best year yet for MAGA. 2022 is going to be even greater. And as we were leading into this, to Andy Cohen, wow, great statesman. Statement to New York City former Mayor Bill de Blasio, alias Wilhelm Warren. This is one for the record books.
Don't go on a rant.
You hit it.
Don't go on a rant.
Victory lap dance. After 4 years of the process, Trump, as the mayor of New York, the only thing that Democrats and Republicans can agree on is what a horrible mayor he has been. So, sayonara, sucka. 2022, it's a new year, because guess what? I have a feeling I'm going to be standing right here next year, and you know what I'm going to be looking at? Dancing as the city comes apart.
So he's spelling out truth for everyone to hear. Very interesting, right? Anderson Cooper, the one who is probably a CIA agent trained in the CIA, has basically admitted he's doing all he can to stop him. And he realizes the more he tries to stop him, the worse it's going to get. He keeps pulling his jacket, keeps yanking on him, trying to get him to stop. He's probably drunk as a skunk as they were drinking like crazy on air. Almost drinking to the point where they realize something's about to go down and they know they're in huge trouble. It's like their last rant before it's all done. Also getting a good laugh in are the folks from Italy. 2 days ago, Naples Mayor Gaetano Manfredi decided to ban fireworks. So the people responded. Were they quiet? So that's their response to the Naples mayor. Take that. How did you enjoy the fireworks show? Really think that they're going to pull something like that off? Also, information that flowed out of the masses were the many on social media sharing, oh, Betty White's passed away. Oh, my goodness. These folks are worshipped. They're like idols to so many for so many years because of the TV, the television. They get folks to fall in love with people and who make you think that they're just sweethearts. Sort of like what Tom Hanks did, right? He basically admitted it in one of the recordings that, you know, get them to think that you're this nice guy so they won't know how evil you really are. Well, anyway, she passed away. Just happened to put this out. She said, eat healthy and get all your vaccines. I just got boosted today. Betty White, December 28th, 2021. She almost made it to 100. Yeah. And so Jason Lee had this to say. So I'm just going to read it to you. I found it interesting. You can believe it if you want. I'm sure we'll find out someday. Betty White is Barbara Bush's sister. Bush has created the OSS CIA in 322. Yale Skull and Bones. Barbara Bush and Betty White are the daughters of Aleister Crowley. Barbara handled all the politicians for the CIA. Betty handled Hollywood for the CIA. Betty was Snow White, the queen of Hollywood and the CIA's adrenochrome, harvesting child trafficking network. Snow White, CIA dream, 17, Betty White Crowley. Barbara was a man. Betty was a woman. Brother, sister. Interesting, all the stuff that I've been digging up, and I see stuff like this, and I go, huh. Things that make you go, I'm sure I'll get some emails from those that really love Betty White and probably didn't want me to share this kind of information or have other kind of info to share. But I'll tell you what, even more interesting was you don't become like this and this while unaware of the evil. She contributed to her name being honorary mayor of Hollywood in 1955. She is known as the First Lady of Television. So let's go a step further. Those of you who are saying Betty White was good, and God rest her soul, what do you have to say about this?
People always ask me how I stay so youthful. I tell them I eat well, get plenty of rest, and every third Sunday I drink the blood of a virgin. And these days, they're getting harder and harder to find.
So you might think, oh, it was just a Halloween spoof, and they gave her a script, and she read it, and everything was just fine, and, you know, she was just telling a joke because she's a comedian. I hear a lot of that. And, you know, folks, a lot of scripts are handed to a lot of people to read, and sometimes they look back and say, I didn't really mean it, but, you know, she's up in age, and she's been around for a while. This isn't funny. This isn't funny at all. She should be mature enough to and grown up enough to realize you don't do stuff like this. So how could she have a connection, speaking about drinking blood and staying young? How could she be the honorary mayor of Hollywood and first lady of television? How could connections be put together by other folks like Jason Lee, who put this information out there for us to read? And you can believe it if you want. I just think that Hollywood's really a big mess, and we probably need to pay attention big time on what's going on. So I want to play another clip from Dr. Malone.
Okay, so let me say this. People ask me, Robert, you're the inventor of this tech. You're a vaccinologist. Why are you speaking out? This was the whole topic of the Atlantic Monthly attack article. You know, why is this person become a vaccine skeptic?
Did they talk to you?
Extensively. And the 3 days before this thing came out, the journalist, it's a fascinating, he's a young man. He previously publishes basically on woke issues in the Chronicle of Higher Education. This is his first big article. Okay, he was clearly hired. And they explicitly say the article was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and the Zuckerberg Chan Initiative. Okay, Robert Wood Johnson is the major shareholder in J&J, and Zuckerberg Chan, of course, is Facebook. Okay, so Facebook and Zuckerberg Chan have funded this attack article by this guy that normally writes about wokeness in the Journal of Higher Education. And he was totally obsessed over this question. Robert, why are you saying these things? You must have some financial incentive. There must be some reason why you're doing this.
Did you meet this man in person?
No, just over the phone. Okay, and I told him repeatedly, because it's the right thing to do. I get this, you know, this consternation. But see, the thing is, I think I may be the only one that has been involved deeply in the development of this tech that doesn't have a financial stake in it.
Right.
So for me, the reason is because what's happening is not right. It's destroying my profession. It's destroying the practice of medicine worldwide. It's destroying public health in medicine. I'm a vaccinologist. I've spent 30 years developing vaccine, a stupid amount of education, learning how to do it and what the rules are. And for me, I'm personally offended by watching my discipline get destroyed for no good reason at all, except apparently financial incentives and I don't know, political ass covering.
So interesting, right? Because all these pills, red pills, don't it, folks, on this giant show? I've talked about it before. I'll say it again. A lot of folks are fascinated by this interview. Imagine those that have never heard stuff like this before. They're listening to Joe Rogan lately. And man, this guy's hitting all kinds of stuff that I'd never heard of before. And I was just tuning in to listen. And we know .com's where we're at. We try the best we can to get information put out to you guys as we find it. try to make it with the great, great intros. We do the best we can there. And it's just like a family. It's like a gathering for all of us. We have great sales going on.
Be able to make an informed decision before they take this toxic...
Banners for Freedom. Remember, they're putting the banner up.
To hold off a dictator and his entire army for 13 days. Many of them gave their lives to stand for something, freedom. They raised their banner at the Alamo, the Texas flag, to declare independence from tyranny. And what we're doing today with Banners for Freedom is raising a banner of truth for this information war against a tyrannical, Luciferian system that is now coming for our children. Psalms 20, verse 5 says, "And in the name of our God, we will raise our banners." We, or God, I should say, started a billboard crowdfunding campaign. We're putting up billboards all across the United States displaying the VARS adverse event numbers due to these experimental vaccines. In addition, we're displaying logos of trusted organizations in this truth movement, and we're hoping that these people who see these banners will be able to make an informed decision before they take this toxic potion or give it to their children. We started this only 3 weeks ago, and my wife and I put up a billboard in our hometown, Bonham, Texas. Days later, we were asked to do an interview with Clay Clark, which was picked up on the LT's And We Know video on November 5th. And on Monday, Stu Peters interviewed us, and so far we have raised over $50,000. Thank you all, you fine patriots, for your support in this endeavor to bring truth to the people. We have billboards up in Bonham and Paris, Texas right now, and several went up in San Antonio just today.
And so if you guys didn't know, I noticed when I looked at the website and saw how much they had raised at that that particular place where they were raising money, you'll notice that they actually got up to $170,000. I was so excited to see the listeners here that were supporting that. And here's just a list of that he sent me of all the places that they have these billboards up. It's only for another month unless he gets more funding where he can keep them going for an added month on top of that. So San Antonio, Texas. Well, actually, I'll just tell you what states they're in. Texas, North Carolina, Kentucky, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Oklahoma, New Jersey, South Dakota, Indiana, Virginia, Utah, Maryland, California, Kansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, New England, Florida, and it looks like Ohio. Isn't that something? They started out with just $800 and a dream, and they prayed. And it all played out together. Here's another interview that was done. It's in the description box below for the full interview, but this portion here.
Witnessing that and being a part of that. And that tour specifically in Tampa, the conference, really inspired us. When we returned back to Texas, we asked ourselves, how can we get involved?
Yeah.
What can we do? What is our part, right? And so we decided to go to the county commissioner meetings in Fannin County. And while we were there, we noticed that they had a couple COVID agenda items on the form that they were talking about. And there were some, you know, some mask wearing and some encouraging of getting the vaccine. And we thought to ourselves, well, maybe we can make a difference by educating them on the truth of the vaccine.
Absolutely.
And so for the next 17 weeks straight, we attended these meetings, and my wife and I gave speeches and tried to educate them on the truth of what's really happening. And through that process, they have since removed those COVID agenda items from the forum. The masks kind of disappeared. They stopped encouraging getting the vaccine. And they actually assigned a resolution where they adopted Governor Abbott's executive order for vaccine mandate bans.
Amen.
And I would like to think that we had a part in making that happen. We have a great county commissioners and a great judge, and they're really great people, and I'm really proud of what they have done. But we had asked ourselves, what else can we do? And we took an ad out in the local paper called Vax Facts, where we just put the VARS data on there to educate the people on some truths. And then my wife had this brilliant idea of putting up a billboard in town. And at first I thought she was crazy. I'm like, we're not billboard people. I mean, what are we doing? But she said, you know what? You were a graphic designer in your past, and you know how to – you can throw something together real quick, and we can make this happen. And she kept poking me, and finally I said, okay, how much does it cost? It's like, well, $800. She already had it all figured out. And it was all set
came
up.
She came to you prepared.
Oh, she was prepared. And she knew it was going to happen at some point. So we leaped out in faith, and we purchased a one-month slot. And after we did that, and this was November 1st, we had several people in our community hear what we were doing, and they wanted to get behind it. They wanted to support what we were doing, and they started donating money to us. And that's when we realized if we were to set up a Give, Send, Go account, then perhaps we could extend this for another month or maybe get another billboard. And that's kind of all we thought would happen out of this, but I think the Lord had a different plan.
The Lord usually does.
He does. And I'm just thrilled and honored to be a part of this.
And so he did great interviews. He's out there. He's wearing and we know hat, really cool for this interview, and he was wearing one at this event also, and it was interesting when he mentioned, and we know a lot of folks were cheering, and I just want to thank you guys for that. Those were there cheering, and it just warmed your heart, and all this work, and it's paying off in many ways, and especially for heaven. And so they make the news a lot, like the new COVID-19 vaccine information billboard raises concerns. That's the headline from Dakota News Now. It raises concerns. Not new billboard brings amazing information. No, that's not what they want. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Yeah. It just popped up in two different locations in Sioux Falls, claiming more than 927,000 injuries have occurred due to the COVID-19 vax. Billboards can be found on the corner of 12th Street and Minnesota Avenue. They've been put up by a group called Banner for Freedom. So you guys go in the description box below, you can catch that. And we've got some more information here from Dr. Malone making an observation that Israel, who is on to their fourth dose, has a higher mortality rate than the surrounding states.
Now here's an even more fun one, okay, that just cuts right to it. The pejorative these days is the country's name is actually Fizreal. It's no longer Israel. The Israeli people are very compliant with their government, and the government has a financial deal with Pfizer, obviously. Okay, and they only have Pfizer vaccine, and they're now on jab number 4.
If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people on the fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
The pill has been taken. Blinders are off. Are we in the end game? Or are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened, with no choices? Different people have different points of view. When it comes to creation versus evolution, my point of view, we were created to evolve. The Red Pill. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern in Studio B. www.freedomslips.com and revolution.radio. Check it out.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio, and learn what's really going down.
Cross a little honey on the lonely highway. Left me for another on the lonely highway. They killed Journey Dog McGee on the lonely highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution. Revolution. Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
There's a natural experiment that's occurring in the Palestinian territory and the surrounding states. Those surrounding states and the Palestinian territory does not have that level of vaccine uptake at all. The mortality in the surrounding states and the Palestinian Authority is substantially less from this virus than the mortality in Israel.
He's just a very, very smart man, and he's got data just flowing from his brain with this smooth interview that he did with Joe Rogan. And I was just thinking, he kind of looks like Kenny Rogers right there when he was talking. Can I get a witness? All right, here we go. So Brian Cates said Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, and WHO financed a cadre of research mercenaries to concoct a series of nearly 20 studies, all employing fraudulent protocols deliberately designed to discredit hydroxychloroquine as unsafe. Instead of using the standard treatment dose of 400 milligrams a day, the 17 WHO studies administered a borderline lethal daily dose starting with 2,400 milligrams on day one, and using 800 milligrams a day thereafter. In a cynical, sinister, and literally homicidal crusade against HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, a team of BMGF operatives played a key role in devising and pushing through the exceptionally high dosing. They made sure that UK government recovery trials on 1,000 elderly patients in over a dozen British, Welsh, Irish, and Scottish hospitals and the UN solidarity study of 3,500 patients in 400 hospitals in 35 countries, as well as additional sites in 13 countries. The REMAP COVID trial all used those unprecedented and dangerous doses. This is Brassy Enterprise to prove chloroquine dangerous. And sure enough, it proved that elderly patients can die from deadly overdoses. The purpose seemed very clearly to poison the patients and blame the deaths on HCQ, says Dr. Merrill Nass, a physician, medical historian, and biowarfare expert. Kennedy Jr., Robert F., the real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health, Children's Health Defense, page 96. Skyhorse, Kindle edition. So as they continue to play this out more and more, and we're discovering more truth bombs were dropped in New York City.
I'm going to keep going. No. Mark Zuckerberg,
it's really, he's
you are messing with all of us? How dare you?
So interesting, right? Seems like as they drink the spirits, right? That's what they're called. Things seem to come out of their mouths and they probably don't even realize the truth is being spit out through their unconscious minds. And when they're doing this, I mean, look at the face, the rage. He's not supposed to be doing all that. He's not supposed to be spitting out that kind of information, especially on the Communist News Network. Dropping red pills to the people that hardly ever hear information like this. Brilliant. Also brilliant is the solar water heater. It's a ultra-portable thermos that's powered with solar energy.
Be allowed to be discussed on Twitter.
That is crazy. That is so crazy to even hear. And I don't know how we ever pull out of this mess. I mean, I think we are at a 45-degree downward angle headed into a mountain. I really do. It's so strange to me that no one's up in arms about this other than the few people that have been censored, a few people that have these opposing viewpoints that are you know, deemed to be something that can't be discussed.
It's interesting, right? So he's even talking about Joe Rogan, the social media sites, Twitter and Facebook, Fakebook, and he's even amazed by what's going on with all the censorship. Man. So folks are finding out about the jabs, about the censorship, about the payoffs. I mean, it's just going to just roll out to all kinds of people, and they're going to be pretty much in complete shock, a lot of them. So I saw this video. It's a rather lengthy one, but I think it's important for you guys to go in the description box below and click on it. I'm going to play the first several minutes for you. Because it is very well done, very well put together. The interviews are done in a very professional manner. And I'm very, very shocked when I see stuff like this. Shocked in that the production value is so good. You'll really enjoy this.
Still working to identify the virus behind a pneumonia outbreak in the central city of Wuhan.
We can tell you the virus has spread faster outside China than within that country.
Egypt's health ministry has announced the first confirmed case of COVID-19 in Africa.
I have today declared that the coronavirus presents a public health emergency in the United States.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
We will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days.
The National Basketball Association announced it was suspending its season after a player tested positive for the virus.
Changing fast. Dallas County is now 11 hours in from the state of the emergency being based during
the pandemic. Shelves at stores, coast to coast, toilet paper, effective and sanitizer, scarce.
Non-essential businesses will be shutting down.
New York, those remain the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. Doctors, nurses, and medical teams are bearing the brunt of a surge of seriously ill patients.
They say that they need thousands of ventilators.
Another potential breakthrough in the battle against COVID. A vaccine developed by Moderna showing a 94.5% efficacy
rate. The vaccine could be around 90% effective without any serious side effects.
To begin with, it's that the normal healthy man and woman in the street who have no underlying condition would likely get
vaccination started to make sure it's the world.
Sacrifices now. We will rally together as one nation and we will defeat the virus.
I'm not going to keep playing music for somebody else. Okay. Just because I don't have to.
Suffering from social anxiety and mental health issues? If you are, it's hardly surprising. I don't even mean just within the context of a global pandemic and the obvious political fissures that are emerging, but perhaps our systems, even beyond current events, are designed to engender and exacerbate mental illness. Do you feel socially anxious right now? Are you concerned about how to have interactions where you can only see 50% of the face? Are you worried about having a total lack of connection? Do you feel somehow that you're not nurtured within, that you're not good enough, that you're worthless, that this is a difficult world to live in, that out there somewhere people are living a better life than you, that you've somehow missed out on something crucial, vital and integral to the experience of being human? Well, this is not a new idea. Religions are founded, books are written, and I don't just mean modern self-help books such as the ones that I've written. Great masterpieces of literature are constructed on this basis that we have become a lost species. That the problem of mental health is not an individual one, but a social and cultural one. The late, great Mark Fisher wrote in his book Capitalist Realism that mental health problems are created by the alienation, dissatisfaction and disconnection of the modern world. Sebastian Junger, I think it's his name, in his book Tribe, says that we couldn't, if we were looking to design a society to create mental health problems, we couldn't do any better than what we've currently done. A culture that makes people feel alienated, alone, worthless. We tend to compare ourselves to one another. In short, if you want to be mentally healthy, you're going to have to find a way of severing yourself from the grid, from the matrix of culture that pumps you full of negative information. I think that the problem is simply that we prioritize so strongly the economic advantages of the already economically advantaged, that it biases and warps the rest of culture in a direction that means that most people to some degree suffer. But the mental health problem is one that infects all of us and probably affects you more if you do not have any economic facility with which to remedy it. But, like, you know, across my life, I've known enough people now that are, like, sometimes, like, properly world-famous people that you'd think would be right as rain or somehow reveling in the spoils of our society that are just desperate, broken and alone. And the solution for them, and you know, me, because I'd have to include myself in that to a degree, is the same as the solution for you. To find connections that are outside the mediated space of our capitalist culture. What I mean is purpose. A personal purpose. What is the purpose of your life right now? What is the thing that is motivating and driving you? How I would personally answer that question is I want to have a connection with reality. I want to stand in reality, not in the concepts, constructions and inflections of a culture that sees me primarily as a consumer and an agent of consumerism. I recognize that practically I am the father in a family. I have an obligation to my partner and to our children. I have all sorts of economic responsibilities that I have to fulfill without being sucked into the very system that I am here critiquing. My purpose more broadly is to ensure that on a daily basis I am of service and use to other people, people from whom I can't get anything in return except that glow of goodwill that you get when you know that you've helped another person. I'm connected to a tribe of people that have the same purpose as me. In my case, that's around abstinence and connecting to a higher power, but all of us can have that. In short, and the reason that I mentioned Sebastian Junger is because he strongly believes that part of the solution to our problem is in emulating and recreating the conditions for which we are evolved. We are evolved to be tribal animals. If you're living a lonely, atomized life, defined entirely by economic criteria, you'll need to meet certain targets to pay certain bills to stop yourself from going under, then you, as he says in his book, are as detached from reality as it's possible to be. If you have no connection to nature, if your own survival is mediated again through economic structures that seem abstract to you. If you're paid, you live in a house, you're ordering everything online. What have we made ourselves? We're just becoming like an avenue, a junction for this system. Like the systems that are meant to serve us have submitted us, subjugated us into their service. For your social anxiety, for your mental being, for you to reclaim some kind of mental health, some nutrition, some connection, you are going to have to create and replicate organic and natural systems outside of the culture in the way that I described. You're going to need prayer and meditation. You're going to need connection to like-minded people. You're going to need a connection to nature. Any one of those things might be challenging for you in a way that I'm not considering because I don't understand your likely economic or medical realities, because I'm aware I'm coming at you from a time of great suffering. The simple truth is this. The spiritual life cannot be seen as sundry, secondary, an ancillary add-on. This is the main course. The main course is your connection to reality or your connection to God. Use whatever word you don't jar with you, don't wind you up. If you don't have that connection, if your well-being is entirely attached to things that are beyond your control, man, that's a life of suffering. I know this because I've been there. But check this out as a beautiful a metaphorical piece of writing from the great Herman Melville from his masterpiece Moby Dick. I like this piece of writing because it's embedded with archetypal information that through his genius he accessed. For those of you who don't know, Moby Dick takes place on a whaling ship. Like, they're out looking for this whale, Moby Dick, who's obviously under the surface of the water and therefore represents the monster under the water, which all of us personally identify with because all of us have within us primal drives such as our sexuality and our drive to survive, which include the need to, hunt and kill, for example, and that we have, by and large, unless we have some means of connecting with them, lost that connection, and therefore we live with a monster under the sea of ourselves. This is how Melville describes that situation. Check it out. Consider the subtleness of the sea, how its most dreaded creatures glide underwater, unapparent for the most part, and treacherously hidden beneath the loveliest tints of azure. Consider also the devilish brilliance and beauty of many of its most remorseless tribes, as the dainty embellished shape of many species of sharks. Consider once more the universal cannibalism of the sea, all whose creatures prey upon each other, carrying on eternal war since the world began. Consider all this, and then turn to this green, gentle, and most docile earth. Consider them both, the sea and the land, and do you not find a strange analogy to something in yourself? For as this appalling ocean surrounds the verdant land, so in the soul of man there lies one insular Tahiti, full of peace and joy, but encompassed by all the horrors of the half-known life. God keep thee, push not off from that isle, thou canst never return. Melville makes the case of staying on the terra firma of the acknowledged psyche, the terrain that you know, the person that you know yourself to be, not venturing off into the oceans of the possible, not relinquishing the ego, not letting go. Now, there's an obvious counterpoint to that. There's a clear argument for exploring these territories. In fact, for me, the world of prayer and meditation, potentially psychedelic investigation, is all about discovering and harnessing these latent powers. But as that beautiful piece of writing demonstrates, this should be done with some degree of caution. There's no doubt that you would feel anxious at a time like this, in a place like this, in a space like this, with a creed like this, in a world like this, designed to keep you trapped, immobilized, spending, even under the most ludicrous conditions, where the world itself is calling out to us to awaken, and the systems we have designed, the man-made manacles of our social and economic systems, endeavor to keep us in chains. Try to find your own way back home. Look for people that are on the same path as you awakened. Know that as these structures were created, alternative structures may yet be created, and from this peculiarly apocalyptic time there may yet be a cultural awakening, because you are not suffering from social anxiety and mental illness alone. You are suffering as part of an epidemic induced by willful ignorance.
This is society is collapsing and people are starting to recognize that. Okay, where'd it go? Come on. Back up.
Willful ignorance.
That's right. Society is collapsing and people are starting to recognize the reason they feel they're mentally ill is that they're living in a system that is not designed to suit the human spirit. So that was Russell. Brad, whatever. Yep. So, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? Why we've allowed this? Why it's just where we actually believe that somebody else is there to help us get bigger? We got to get bigger on our own. But that's just me thinking. Does make you, what makes me wonder anyway.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. I am proud to announce our company is now Meta.
Hi there, peasant. Here at Facebook, we've been working on an exciting project that'll change how you live your life. The Metaverse. It'll be a fully immersive virtual and augmented reality that enriches you by completely taking over your mind and life. Now, the Metaverse isn't what you think. It's better than you can think. So let me explain what the Metaverse is and all the benefits it'll give you. But first, have you ever thought, instead of living a productive life with meaning, I'd like to live an unproductive pretend life with pretend meaning? The Metaverse takes you there.
I think this could be very positive for our society and economy.
Positive indeed, Mark. Up until now, if you've liked how Facebook has controlled your online experience with our algorithms that have proven to be harmful, addictive, and divisive, then you'll love handing Facebook control of your entire life. Have you ever watched The Matrix and wondered, how'd the bad guys get those people into the pods and plugged into The Matrix in the first place? Well, your question will be answered as you're plugging yourself into the Metaverse. Why would you want to dedicate your life to building success for yourself when you could sacrifice your life and help build success for a giant company that you trust with dangerous business practices?
Privacy and safety need to be built into the Metaverse from day one.
That's right, Mark. But some Facebook skeptics have had concerns about our privacy violations. But we're proud to say we've solved all those concerns with the Metaverse, as it completely eliminates privacy. Sit back and just imagine what it'll be like. Never have to use your imagination again, as the Metaverse does all your imagining for you. With regular Facebook, the product we sell is you. But wouldn't you like to go from just being a product to being enslaved? The Metaverse is your answer. With the Metaverse, you'll never have to worry about censorship again, because plugging in frees your mind to be controlled into eliminating all thoughts that are not approved by our propaganda quality control team. Have my mind controlled by someone who's regularly subpoenaed to testify before the Senate because of dangerous and dishonest business practices? Yes, please.
We're a company that focuses on connecting people.
Of course we are. That's why we're trying to convince you to go from having human connection in your life to having the illusion of human connection in the Metaverse. We literally don't care about people. Sometimes life can be challenging and uncomfortable, but the Metaverse gives you the courage to avoid those challenging things by taking the easy way out. You become a much stronger source of profit for us by avoiding things that are hard. Did you know you're not one of society's elites? So why would you want to bother living your own garbage life when you can plug into the Metaverse and be manipulated into believing that you're someone important? Talk about a high-class lifestyle. If elite billionaires that regularly get in trouble for putting profits ahead of people are offering you to live your life on their product, but they themselves just build the product rather than living their lives on it, then you know it's in your best interest to be on their product. Unless you're crazy. One of the most boring aspects of life is life. That's why we created the metaverse, to help you escape life. Pretending to live life is way better than living life. Who wants to work hard and go through the struggles of trying to have a good life when you could just easily have the life of your dreams without having to work for it? Kind of like how what's way more satisfying than earning a first place trophy is buying a first place trophy. If you spend all your time and energy building your life in the metaverse instead of the actual world you live in, then you'll be completely dependent on Facebook, and therefore you'll have the luxury of being controlled by us. And doesn't that seem both better and safer than being in control of your own life? It's like communism with technology.
But now we have a new North Star to help bring the metaverse to life.
And it'll be at the expense of your life. But don't worry, because unlike heroin, where you have to live with the consequences of a life-destroying addiction, in the metaverse, you'll be completely unaware of the life-destroying consequences of this addiction. Spending your money to build up your world in the metaverse, it's kind of like building a mansion on someone else's property. You might not own it, but at least you paid for it. Now, I know you can't wait to get on, but the metaverse isn't available quite yet. You'll need to stay tuned for updates as to when you can jump into the quicksand with us. Because once you're on, you won't need to build a happy, successful life when the metaverse lets you think you're building a happy, successful life. Thank you for watching, my friend. This video is brought to you by Zion.
I just love his videos. So, yeah. How much more can we allow to happen to our psyches, to our lives? Oh my gosh.
District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Spirit, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nation.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with three thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow, Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie, Mona Radler.
Welcome back. We're here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Remember, we are listener supported on this fourth day of January 2022. Yep. Make sure that you help us out by hooking us up. We really do appreciate it. All right. Some sad news.
Last November, we interviewed a mother about her daughter, Ava, who started to suffer severe vaginal bleeding as soon as her father and stepmother were injected. After they got the second dose, she started to produce bizarre jelly-like blood samples from her arm. The pediatrician said that he'd never seen anything like it in a child patient. Ava's mother thinks that her daughter's symptoms are the product of shedding. And this is something that we have to talk about. I mean, we've given a lot of attention to the direct dangers of these shots. Myocarditis, blood clotting, and other debilitating or even lethal health issues that people are experiencing after being injected with these bioweapon shots. And the press is determined to ignore all of it. But there's also countless people who are reporting their own medical problems just from being in close proximity to the vaccinated. They're getting blood clots, uncontrollable headaches. They're getting disrupted menstrual cycles and skin rashes. The theory is that these mRNA vaccines are based on imitating the spike proteins of the coronavirus and that vaccinated individuals are shedding these spike proteins onto everyone around them, traveling across the blood-brain barrier, causing major neurological problems and a variety of other things. One of the people who's suffering as a result is Crystal Tini. She says that every time she's forced to be around vaccinated people when she flies or when she's in a crowded area, she starts passing blood clots. Crystal Tini is a social media influencer with nearly 200,000 people following her. You can find her on Instagram at Crystal Tini, and she joins us now. So you personally have been talking about this quite a bit, and now you're saying that you personally are experiencing these adverse events. You're unvaccinated. You're around people who have been injected, and you're a little bit nervous about what you're seeing.
I think I'm more than nervous. This is actually the fifth occasion this has happened to me. I'm not normally around many vaccinated people since I can work from home and I can do pretty much what I need to do not being around vaccinated people for obvious reasons from my research. But once I started to experience it, it was really alarming. And the first time was in June when I traveled to LA on a plane, got off the plane, started to be experienced nausea, but noticed bleeding happened almost immediately after I landed. And that happened several times after that, as well as last Tuesday. I was around people all day that were, in fact, vaccinated. By the nighttime, I was experiencing bleeding, headaches and nausea. The next day, I was incapacitated. I was literally laying down the entire day with a terrible migraine, nausea, and then the bleeding. And I actually passed clots, which obviously is insanely alarming.
Clots?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, well, that is absolutely alarming. Have you visited with a doctor, a physician, and talked about this? Or, I mean, are you pretty much, have you made up in your own mind that if you were to go speak to a doctor, that they would tell you that you're nuts, that this just doesn't happen, that this doesn't exist, despite the fact that it's proven that it does exist? Yeah. Several experts have said that. Is that why you're hesitant to go? Or have you gone?
I have not gone. And people like family, maybe you should go to the doctor, but I know exactly what they're going to say. And especially because I am not vaccinated, they're going to say that there's no relation. And I'm not going to waste my time doing that after all the research that I've done. And I know that you have done. We do know that there is a relation to it. And I actually did a video like way back when, in the very beginning, when people started getting vaccinated and noticing problems with their menstrual cycles and things like that. Now, for me, obviously, there are people getting nosebleeds. Anal bleeding and vaginal bleeding, I will do the process of elimination. I am not vaginally bleeding or bleeding from the nose. So the fact that it is something more serious, since obviously women menstruate, and it's really, really scary. So I'm not going to go to a doctor. It does resolve over a period of time. It's been almost a week, and I am still experiencing the symptoms, but it does resolve. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, what is it that we can do to help stop this, if we can do anything.
So there are people who have said that there are different things that help with this. Obviously, Dr. Jelenko is a big proponent of his Z-Stack, and he says that quercetin and zinc and C and D3 will help to mitigate some of this. And then, of course, we have Dr. Ariana Love, who says that ASEA will help with this, which is like a redox drink that you drink 6 ounces of this stuff every day. And then, of course, a heavy metals detox from zeolite. Is supposed to help with some of this as well. Something definitive, I guess, I don't know, but it's absolutely a great idea to do a heavy metals detox anyways, because we're around that crap all day, every day. Now, personal experience here from me, I will tell you that when I'm around vaccinated people, I get headaches. Now, I don't drink. I stopped drinking about a year ago. But the best way for me to explain this is it's hangover type symptoms. I get this empty head, headache feeling. Like I drank 2 bottles of wine yesterday, and believe me, I remember what that feels like. So that's the best way that I have to describe it, is what it feels like for me. And then also, I get really lethargic, very tired, very drained, this feeling inside of me. My body just feels like crap. Now, this happens when I'm around groups of people, large groups of people, which I can assume that, 50% of them at least are probably fully vaccinated and boosted. And then individuals that I know for certain that have subjected themselves to this bioweapon inoculation, I get that feeling. So is it in my head? I mean, I don't really think so. I do have nosebleeds as well, which I thought was lingering symptoms from the virus that I supposedly had here recently, the set of symptoms that are being marketed and branded as COVID-19. So I believe that shedding is real, and I believe that what you're experiencing is probably not in your head.
No, not at all. I mean, it's not a coincidence that the 5 times I have been around large groups of vaccinated people or in enclosed spaces that I experience those symptoms, and it's really terrifying because you don't know what it's doing to the inside of your body. Why am I experiencing blood clots? There's no other way to describe it but just really scary.
Well, from a layperson and not being an expert, I can just say this. At no time in our history have we, as large groups of people, without having some sort of a diagnosis, without having other symptoms, but just by merely being around people, you become sick. I mean, that just doesn't happen. Never in our history has this happened before, ever. So to deny that there's something going on is just perpetuating more of the lies that we're seeing in the media, in big tech, and from these bureaucrats and these globalists that are pushing this for financial gain.
Absolutely, which is why we're being silenced too on the daily.
So how have you been able, I've got about a minute left here, how have you been able to maintain your Instagram account as outspoken as you have been regarding these bioweapon shots? Because I was banned from Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of them have come after me, and they've permanently banned me. How have you been able to stay online?
Well, my account is on a 90-day restriction right now, so literally no one has seen my content. My engagement has gone down 94%. So they haven't taken it down. They've just completely restricted my account. There's like 50 likes on some of my posts versus, you know, 10, 8,000. So it's really frustrating, but I have moved over to Telegram. I'm doing that shift as well because there is no censorship there as of right now. And that's, you know, I'm talking a lot about consciousness, which I've noticed has been censored more than the patriots that are talking constant politics, which I try not to do anymore because I believe it's a matrix that we have to get out of. So,
well, I can't speak to Telegram because I do know that it's owned by some Russian who I believe to be the counterpart to Mark Zuckerberg. So I would encourage you to get over to Gab. And you can find me on Gab at Real Stu Peters. That's going to be the Alamo of free speech. I hope that you get better soon. I trust that you'll keep us updated on this, and we'll be praying for you. Crystal Tini, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Stu.
Well, Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Stu Peters Show. We hope that all of you had a great Christmas season with your families, despite the best efforts of Tony Fauci and the Biden junta to make it a miserable time. But that's what sets us apart from them. We can feel real love and real joy. Still, it's a dangerous world out there, and the enemies of the American people will be just as committed to destroying us in 2022 as they were in 21. And that means more masking, more restrictions, more vaccine mandates. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us for her first segment of the year. She says that she has the receipts to prove that vaccine toxicity varies by batch, which we covered before, but now it's possible to find out if the shot that you're being pressured to take is from one of these tainted and deadly batches.
Yes, Happy New Year, Stu. Sorry to start out with such bad news. But what we've learned is after I spent 3 hours in an interview with these analysts who have actually taken the previous work of toxicity in lot numbers to a whole new level, what they're telling us is that this is a worldwide human experiment. It's intentional. And there's a subplot to this, that there is an attack on the American people. What they basically told me is that all three companies, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, which is essentially Janssen, are testing. They're actively testing. And it's worse than what we thought, because there's evidence that these companies are intentionally deploying toxic batches. They've also identified what they call super toxic batches. And they've released these lot numbers. And I felt it was like an emergency to get this to the American people and the people of the world. I want to show you what they found on in terms of most dangerous lots. And when we're done with this segment, I urge everyone to go to howbad.info, where you can check the lots and you can know which lots are deadly and dangerous. Before, if you're thinking or on the fence of getting any of these bioweapon injections, when you look at the first column here for Pfizer, I want you to know that the most deadly, dangerous lot will begin with EW, E like Edward, W like winning, EW. Second to that is F like Frank, A like Apple, and then F like Frank, C like Charlie. Sorry, I don't know the military terms for that. The most harmful lot for children under this EWFAFC was something identified, the whole lot number is EW0182. But you can go to howbad.info and look up and the company and put your lot number in. For under Pfizer for adults, the most toxic deadly batches begin with E like Edward, N like Nancy. And then second to that is E like Edward, R like Robert. Under Moderna, they found under for all ages, adults, and I don't believe they have a young child authorization yet, but their toxic deadly batches end in 20A alpha. Their super toxic
under Moderna have in the middle section, they got very clever. Pfizer coded their lot numbers. All companies coded their lot numbers with so that they would know where the most toxic batches are. And I'm going to share with you why that's important in a little bit. But Moderna took it a step further with a little cleverness because they embedded their code for their most toxic amount, either in dose or chemical composition, under the letters in the middle of that lot number, J, K like kite, L like love, M like Mary. The analysts were a team that included the well-known Dr. Michael Yeadon, Craig Partycooper from Africa, a woman named Alexandra Latipova, who's in California, our well-known Jessica Rose that we've interviewed on the Stu Peters Show before, and another analyst named Walter Wagner. Look, this EW lot for children, anything that starts with EW, is responsible for almost, watch this, all adverse events in children, all ER visits, all hospitalizations, all life-threatening events, disabilities, and all deaths. This is serious. And here's the kicker, Stu. All of these deadly lots that we're going to show you are already in circulation, remembering that there could be up to 1.5 million doses per lot. This quantification is set by each company. And the way they know that is because they have looked at the companies and they have gotten into their systems to see how the companies have laid this out. They made the assertion, Stu, that, and this was shocking, that what these companies are doing is they're exporting disability as defined by the VAERS system itself out to Europe, ex-USA. And what they're doing is they're exporting, if you will, death, more death, more lethal doses in the United States. Now let me share with everyone. There's another chart I want to show you with a scatter plot. It's called Pfizer batches. And when Pfizer batches, their batch codes rather, were arranged alphanumerically along the x-axis, the following patterns emerged. And you can see these dots, these vertical dots represent batch numbers. And again, there's that EW. You can see the green stack of dots. Those are children's doses. Even though the company claims that the amount is less than the adult dose, supposedly, we have no idea what's in there. They are actively testing. Stu, I'm going to tell you something. They are conducting what we call lethal dose studies. Now, in pharmaceutical drug development, lethal dose studies looks at how much you need to cause death. And obviously, they're not done in humans, in people. They're always done in animals, although they've slowed down in recent years because people have become concerned. Even though they're rats and mice, lower forms, they've become concerned about the cruelty to animals. But they're never done in people. And what's happening here is they are basically, from the analysis, these analysts tell us that these three companies are actively right now conducting lethal dose studies. Let me explain lethal dose. They take the highest amount of chemical in terms of dosage and composition. And what they do is they determine what lethal amount to test half the population. It's one of the means to assess acute toxicity prior to going into human studies. And like I said, it has been largely phased out. They are conducting it without informed consent. It's against all ethical and regulatory rules. In other words, we believe these companies are just proceeding with impunity, because there is nothing stopping them. I want to also show people something before we get to a little bit of a larger look at the lot numbers and what's happening and how these analysts are so sure that this is not by randomization, this is not by chance. I want to take a look at the parts of a Moderna batch code. I mentioned earlier that Moderna got a little more complex and clever. Remember, these companies we now know are actually embedding into their lots a code to tell them which doses, which lots are toxic, which ones are causing disabilities, and what types of disabilities. I mean, this is absolutely outrageous. When you look at the parts of a Moderna batch code, you see here this number. It's 011, the letter L, like love, 2OA. 20A, as we mentioned before, in the first chart I showed, is the most lethal, that denotes the most lethal batch of lot codes in the Moderna program right now. And remember, all of these numbers I'm going to show you are from the middle of November up until as late as December 16th, just a couple of weeks ago. So when you look at this number, 011L20A, what you're looking at in the 011 is the temporal batch order, so how it's being developed over time and deployed by the company. The L is the concentration. It determines, it tells the company the toxicity and number of adverse reactions. And then the 20A is qualitative. It's the ingredient in either 20A, which was the most highly toxic of their batch lots, or 21A came up as well. So this is their clever scheme. So this is not a matter of, you know, throwing this out. You know, we're going to try this new technology and we're getting with impunity. We're going to see what the safety issues come. The reason they're not concerned about safety issues is because this is an a priori design. This is designed ahead of time to send out toxic batches and then to gather their information. So anyway, let's move on to, there's just so much information that I learned from these analysts.
How do these analysts know that these are coming from Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson?
Because, first of all, they told me that they were informed by professional hackers that this is big news. Nobody else has broken this, that these professional hackers got into Pfizer and Moderna systems, and they were able to verify the lot. Dr. Carter Cooper has a list of all the Moderna batches deployed so far. And Moderna also has a web tool. This will probably disappear after the Stu Peter show airs. It has a web tool for checking the expiration dates for batches. And these computer guys hacked Moderna's website and got the entire list of Moderna batches with the full list of batch codes. And they did the same for Pfizer. I just want to make something really clear. This exporting death to the USA and exporting disability to EU, what they found was that, for example, in the Moderna analysis, there were 10 times the death rate in the United States than in the EU. And in the Moderna group, there were 10 times more disabilities in the EU group compared with the USA. So this is all three companies are using their lot numbers to label. They're looking, and when a researcher does an a priori study, they're testing concentrations. Remember I told you it was a dose finding study?
Yeah.
But this dose finding range is much higher than just testing, you know, a therapeutic group of range to find out what works. This is lethal dose testing at its finest. We're going to talk about this more, Stu. I know we're limited on time, but it was really important. It's what's most important is that before you let your child get in line for these bioweapon shots, if you don't believe anything we've said, at least ask them for the lot number. And if it starts with EW or EN, just before we close out, there's a list I want to show you of batch codes with highlights. These batch codes are in a perfect mathematical series, Stu. And what this tells us is if it was random, you see these highlighted EN lot numbers? These are all thousands, 2,000 or 3,000 deaths and disabilities per these batches. But look at how it drops. It drops immediately down to 37, 25, 23, the subsequent batch numbers. If this was random, it would not just drop off so sharply like that. You're going to hear more from these analysts. You're going to hear more and more information, but you are empowered now to look up if you've had one of these shots. You can look up your lot number. Please don't take any more of this.
Yeah.
This is not going to stop.
There's absolutely no reason why anybody should have their kid in line to take these bioweapons. But if before knowing what we know now, you subjected yourself or your young ones to these injections and you want to know, now you have these lot numbers, which you can find at StuPeters.tv. You're right. I am out of time. I got to go. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. Happy New Year. And this is unbelievable. So, yeah, this is going to go away, though. This search function is going to go away. And thanks to these hackers as well and for your time in investigating and being inside of that meeting. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
None of this is an accident. This isn't by happens chance. This isn't a coincidence. This isn't a mistake or a conspiracy theory. This is methodical. This is planned. This is premeditated. This is intentional. Maiming, harming, injuring, incapacitating, handicapping, killing people on purpose. This is a worldwide human experiment that is extremely dangerous. It's Russian roulette for you, but not for the people that are pushing this at you. They know exactly where the lots are and how this is being done. That's explosive. I mean, that's the evidence to support the theories that we have been explaining here for months. Christopher Key and the Vaccine Police need your help with funding. I fund this organization, and I want you to join me. What is your money going to go towards? Well, Christopher Key is tirelessly and relentlessly in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, interrupting lawmaker meetings, making sure that he's serving Nuremberg notifications on the pharmacists that are injecting this thing. A lot of them don't know, but now they have no excuse. We're a lot harder to find than these media conglomerates that people consider their trusted news sources, who get a majority of their budget from the very pharmaceutical companies that are planning this premeditated murderous experiment. A worldwide experiment is being performed, being executed right now. The vaccine police is helping to expose that by putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, confronting hospital administrators, big pharma executives. Go to vaccine-police.com right now. Christopher Key video documents everything. He's all over the country. He is a hero in modern times. Vaccine-police.com. Please help to support this group financially if you can. Vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
Yeah, we just go ahead and kill ourselves for no good reason. Makes all kinds of sense now, don't it?
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council, on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
To make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence. At the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide. If you want to be a warrior or a victim, denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening. While we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
I'm here. It's just very, station has lost another member. He's at least playing music with Mike now. They were some of the best flipping moments over the years. Jerry Bradley has passed over to the other side. It was peaceful, but no pain, so that's good. But still, very sad. Very sad. Yeah, I had to check chat and see what was said, right? Yeah, what do you do during the breaks? You check the chat. We're all gonna go, but it's just sad to miss somebody that we got so used to being around. And for this station, a big supporter for this station. And a musician like with Mike. Just a lot.
This is Doppler 7. Heads up here as we come across information that FEMA is planning guidance for a response to a nuclear detonation. And this is all supposed to go down in about 48 hours or so, roughly, 3 p.m. January 6th. This is going to go into motion. I figured we would point this out, seeming that so many events have gone live in the past, or right at the end of the event, a real event will pop off. We've seen this all too many times. A shout-out to Beard Vet that got this to me. And we covered this first on the live stream. Make sure you're catching those because they're packed full of information that's censorship-free. But this raises questions as to what do they know? What's really going on? It was just yesterday that they announced that some of the biggest players on the globe, Russia, the United States, China, the UK, France, they all said none of them could win a nuclear war. They flat out said this, and then it raised this question, well, why are you continuing to produce them? Well, in this alert that they put out over here, FEMA.gov, they've got it to where, if you want to, you can end up coming over and watching this. They've got a Zoom passcode and everything that you can punch in. But one thing that really caught my attention at the end of this is the word airbursts. They're going to provide updated guidance on a wide range of nuclear detonations, including larger detonations and airbursts. So for a bunch of countries that just came out and admitted that no one could win a nuclear war because of the tit for tat, China, out of all of them, said, we only need one shot. What is one shot? How can you take down a country with one shot? In an airburst. In EMP. Heads up. I'm going to break this down further on the next live stream. Make sure you're joining me over on Getter as well. And hit that subscribe button. Much love.
Like we don't have enough.
Dr. Fauci, in a recent British study, David Wiley and others found that no symptomatic reinfections from COVID-19 after...
No, you're on too long. Can't take that. Just... One of those things that just... Yeah, what else could be the best that could happen? What's the best that could happen? I mean, seriously. I mean, it'd be quick for some, not for all. But, last week it was John Storm that flipping passed. This week it was Jerry B. I mean, I don't give a shit about Betty White. I mean, come on, please. If you really are concerned about that kind of crap, then you deserve whatever bedlam you get. You want to play in that game? Well, I'll bet there was also a sports commentator who died, too. Oh, and then there was this guy and that guy, and oh, but we don't know. Well, you heard it like I did. Betty White was jabbed. So, hey. Yeah, she could have made it to 101, maybe. But, yeah, it just... It's getting so ridiculous. And just so sad. You know, sometimes I'm sure there's people that just wish they weren't here. How many suicides are taking place? Now they're going to just take a nuke on the 6th of January. And oh, well, but it's going to be they're going to turn on the 5G the 5th. So, oh boy, that just sounds like, okay, now people think that the repercussions are from an EMP and not the flip and turn on a 5G, right? I mean, there's so much. And you want to say false flags or whatever? Well, there's more to it than that. Honestly. I mean, it makes you just... Why do anything anymore? if life is so unprecious and it goes on and goes on and goes on like this, why are we doing anything at all? I mean, what's the sense? But I believe that there's a reason behind why we're all still here, and that we are here to help make your day more knowledgeable and hopefully share a smile or at least a heartfelt something that basically, you know, that was just sad, because Jerry B was a great guy. He really was. He was fun to talk to. He knew his shit. I had him on my show once. But he knew his shit. I mean, so to me, that's important. That if somebody's going to talk, that they know what they're saying. And he did. He's very smart guy. We're going to miss him. Excuse me, but real life happened. Okay. Yeah, we just got so much going on. Oh, I wish I could play some music. Music, sweet music.
Please turn in your neighbor. By orders of the governor, it's the right thing to do.
Hey there, sports fans. If you like authoritarianism, tyrannical laws, and you were a fan of what the Nazis were doing, then you'll love a new law that's being proposed in New York. If you thought California was leading the way in destroying democracy, New York has stepped in and said, hold my beer. Because on January 5th, the New York Senate is voting on Assembly Bill A416, and if passed, it would give the governor the right to imprison anyone that the governor deems a significant risk to public health. Imprison them without trial on an indefinite basis. Yes! I wonder who would be deemed a public health threat.
If you haven't been compliant, we will find you and imprison you. For your protection.
Oh, and for specificity, they don't actually have to be a public health threat. They just have to be deemed a public health threat. Legalese, that makes the whole extermination portion of the agenda a little easier, if you know what I mean. Not only that, but the law allows the governor to hold said persons in a medical facility or any other facility that they deem appropriate. Any other facility? That rhymes with concentration camps and gulags, doesn't it? Last but not least, the New York bill will require any individual who's been exposed to or contracted a contagious disease, which is everyone, to complete an appropriate medical treatment, preventative medication, or vaccination against their will. Now, we've all read Anne Frank's diary, and as her and the rest of the second-class citizen Jews are hiding from the Nazis who are hunting them down to detain them, haven't you thought, I hope they find her? Well, now New York lawmakers are wanting to be on the same side of history as the people who were trying to hunt down and kill this innocent little girl. Oh, and spoiler alert, they ended up getting her, which makes me optimistic about what New York will be able to get done.
You're hiding one in there, aren't you?
A law that gives the government the right to detain anyone and forcibly vaccinate them? Yes, please. Was this law written by the Pfizer CEO or Fauci? Either way, their stock portfolio just went up in a way that benefits everyone who's them. There's also a handful of other exciting laws that the New York Senate will be voting on January 5th. But before we get to those, does this first one sound too good or too third world communism to be true? Well, it's happening. Let's break it down. Number one, it allows the governor to detain anyone who they deem to be a public health threat, completely taking away their freedom and liberty. No warrants, no judge, no jury, or actual threat to public health necessary. Just the governor saying there's a threat to public health.
These people will infect you and your family. They're very dirty.
So the governor would be favoring absolute obedience to their authority as opposed to individual freedom. They'd be exercising complete control over the will of others. Now, if that seems similar to the definition of an authoritarian, it's not. It's the exact same definition. But it's different than that because it's the same.
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah! Number two. The bill would require any individual who's been exposed to or contracted a contagious disease to complete an appropriate course of treatment, preventative medication, or
vaccination.
This part violates that pesky Nuremberg Code, which states the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. But that's okay, because the Nuremberg Code was just the result of the Nazi trials in order to prevent the atrocities that the Nazis committed from ever happening again. And I think New York here is just looking to prevent the prevention, which to me sounds like preventative medicine. But let's just remember this. All those evil authoritarians throughout history doing the same thing as New York, they were just enacting senseless evil. But New York is enacting evil for your protection, eliminating threats to public health. Like, the Nazis didn't get the public to stand by while they detained Jews because they said, we hate these people and we're doing evil so we can have complete control. No, they convinced them that the Jews were a threat to public health.
These people are like rats. Round them up and lock them up.
Well, I guess New York's doing it the same way that the Nazis did it. But all those other evil authoritarian regimes, New York's completely different from them. You're probably saying, all that sounds amazing, but what other bills will the New York Senate be voting on come January 5th? This bill mandates forced COVID shots in order to attend school. Coercion? I can't remember if the Nuremberg Code forbids coercion or mandates it. This bill forces all adult records into a state database. Now, it might violate HIPAA laws, but how else are we going to know who the governor should detain and imprison without trial unless we have this bill? This bill is forced COVID shots for college, which means it's also masterfully using the Nuremberg Code as toilet paper. This one's forced flu shots to attend school, preschool, and daycare.
Stupid Nuremberg Code again.
But do you know how profitable it's going to be to mandate more pharmaceutical products to protect a young population that has the lowest amount of risk? You might say it's mandating more shots, but I say it's mandating more profits. So, quit being such a pessimist.
By orders from our governor, you are under arrest. Come out with your dirty, infected hands up.
This bill eliminates religious exemptions for work in college, as it should be, because under communism rule, any religious right interferes with your ability to be ruled over. So, it's nothing personal, so don't even worry about it. This bill eliminates the parent's right to consent once a child reaches the age of 14. Your child belongs to the state now. I think we can all agree that parents shouldn't have a say in how their children are raised or what's injected into their bodies. This bill eliminates the parents' right to consent for STD shots for children of any age. This is not only profitable, but also makes us curious why the authoritarian left is so intent on viewing children as sexual objects. And New York Assembly member Patrick Burke also has an exciting upcoming bill that would eliminate unvaccinated people's access to health insurance. If their immune systems have them healthy the way they're not supposed to be, then they don't deserve health care or food.
If you tell us where they are, the governor will look very favorably upon you and your family.
Wow! These are all exciting exciting changes coming down the pipeline in New York, if you let them. I wonder if these same lawmakers will tear down the Statue of Liberty, because it inconveniently stands for the opposite of what they're doing. Maybe they'll replace it with a Statue of Tyranny.
There's one over there! Get him!
Real quick, my friend, from my heart to yours, if you ever wondered what you would do, like during the civil rights era that sought to end segregation from society, or wondered what you would do during Nazi Germany, what you are doing today is your answer to that question. We can look back at Germany in the 1930s and see three groups of people that ended up being on the wrong side of history. State officials implementing and enforcing unjust laws. Citizens who turned in their neighbors. And citizens who stood by and did nothing as they watched the innocent be harmed. And the people who were on the right side of history in those days were the people who stuck to their values and principles related to freedom and human decency. They exuded bravery instead of taking the easy way out, and they disobeyed unjust laws and mandates in order to do what their heart knew was right. Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. were two great men that proved to be on the right side of history in the face of major corruption. Gandhi said, "Civil disobedience is a sacred duty when the state becomes lawless or corrupt." And Martin Luther King Jr. said, "One has a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws." So here's a question. Which side of history are you choosing to be on? The side that inflicts harm on the innocent, like Anne Frank? Or the side with Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and those who sought to protect Anne Frank? The choice is yours. And your answer isn't based on what you say you would do. It's based on what you're doing today. Personally, in the spirit of Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr., I will not be obeying any unjust law or mandate, nor will I stand by watching the innocent be harmed. That's the side of history I'm choosing to be on. What about you? I want to thank the sponsor of today.
Yeah, he's got to make a living like everybody else. What a time we're living in. Oh, my gosh. How can we just keep on going and think that everything is okay? You know, and not have a concern about what's next. I mean, the 5th is tomorrow. What kind of conditions is this world going to be in tomorrow because of these things that are going on now? Have you made plans to do something? Well, you might want to put them on hold. Yeah, like, oh, yeah, this is a, this is only a test or whatever, a drill. That's right, the drill thing. Which, like 9/11, is a false flag, you know. Like other things of those natures, false flags. Yep. It's just very difficult to even notion that this stuff is allowable. After all the other past fighting that humanity has done to get us to the point where we wouldn't have to think like this. But it happened like overnight. Yeah. It's happened like overnight. Nobody wants to care. Nope. I just heard that the person that I share a refrigerator with and a bathroom with has gotten the jab so they can fly to Nevada, Las Vegas, to watch a football game. Yeah. So now as he's shedding everywhere, shedding in my fridge, shedding in the bathroom, what can I do? Where can I go to be safe? What else can be done? I'm just doing the best I can with what I got. That's all I can do, is keep taking my vitamins, keep having at least a positive to a degree. A positive frame of mind or whichever to not accept this stuff. And then with these dated things and that going on, geez, my goodness gracious. I'm glad I have a bunch of smoke, man. Jeez, I got a load of smoke. Yeah, but even if I... Jeez. Well, that's sad. But hey, it's par for what's going on. People have no clue that they're killing themselves and that they're killing other people around them. And it doesn't matter to them as long as they get to do what they feel they want to do. They don't realize that they're not human anymore because they're being genetically altered by a fake, whatever. It's just not real. That they're turning into cyborgs, synthetic individuals. Yep, they're allowing it. They're asking for it. And it doesn't matter what they do to other people. They have no clue how much is harming others around them. So, you know, you just got to have a strong heart, a strong mind, and a constitution that just, you know, this is where I would say it is what it is, whatever. But you know what? People are going to get their karma. They are. They're going to get their comeuppance. And I hope they enjoy the death planet that they're manifesting for everybody and themselves. You know? It's just amazing how ignorance has become so rampant. So just over the top. I never thought I'd have these days to witness this stuff. Rest in peace, Jerry. It was fun knowing you.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why?
They won't understand.
They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs, government corruption. This is Revolution.